Chapter 12. Unconditional Surrender. In the language of the Absolute, Christ is one's own self, one's own revelation. Christ is not another. All are alike entitled to revelation. When one looks away from himself to another guide or revelator, he is in ignorance and darkness. If what he receives from another is the truth, then in order for it to become his own, he must have this revelation verified in himself. The longer he looks to another as greater than himself, the farther he turns from his own self and his own reality. One should not speak of Christ, truth, as something other than his own being. What is Christ truth but self-illumination, the light of one's own self? Seek out those who accept this ultimate. Those who know by way of their own experience in the light. This way is the real way for all who will accept it. It is the true God and eternal life. Finally, everyone must make unconditional surrender of all other teachings. When Jesus said, "Follow me," what did he mean? To what me did he refer? Did he mean this me to be a person, a church, or a creed? Did he mean this me to be Christ as another? The only me is one's real self and being. Everyone has this me or I with him always. I am with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. It is easy to comprehend the infinitesimal, to be in the infinite. But how many are seeing the infinite to be in the infinitesimal? Atomic action should not be interpreted as of the earth, earthy. Newness of life is the infinite appearing of something new out of life itself. The atomic age is portentous. The infinite is to be known in the small and in the great alike. Duality, separateness, is of naught. There is no separateness in God, the infinite. This reality is to be apprehended and experienced now. In the one as a whole, nothing is conditioned. The great and the small are alike of importance. It is in the belief of separateness that war, sickness, and death appear. The atomic age brings a larger vision of realities supernal. Peace independent of personality, place, or thing. Independent of strife, labor, struggle. The atomic age introduces the government of the world as a whole as that which is all in unity. Finally, all needs shall be satisfied in the way alone, through surrender of personality and the acceptance of the world to be one in its perpetual harmony, rhythm, and beauty. We are destined to know reality and truth by being it. Those who are already enjoying the glory of surrender know that we are the very reality which in the personal state we talked about and attempted to practice. To talk about reality and to experience it is as different as night and day. Do not try to work up to or from perfect consciousness. No way is close enough, but I am perfect consciousness. I am divine mind. I am everlasting life. I am reality itself. I am perfect manifestation itself right now. Since only the divine can realize the divine, there must be absolute surrender of everything that has to do with spiritualizing or evangelizing a mind or mentality of one's own. We must see the perfect by the perfect and be the real as the real. Here, as perfect consciousness, we see no human existence, nothing finite or structural, nothing external to us. We know for a certainty that Lao Tzu was right when he said, He who is infinite is immune. Our world is our consciousness. We are complete. We are immune. We live in our consciousness. Our consciousness is our body, our very existence itself, our world of happiness, wealth, security, peace, and blessedness. All this glory is ours when we make unconditional surrender to it. Newness of life is not a result of consciousness. It is neither cause nor effect of consciousness. Consciousness forms everything out of itself, whether as thought or thing. The thing revealed is never other than itself. We know but one sun, yet many rays. All rays are the sun, and every ray gives forth the light of the one sun. Likewise, there are many identities of the one life-mind being. The many are the one. The one is the many. In the real world, there are no mortals. There is no humankind. To those whose eyes are open to the oneness and allness of the real, the atomic age will be apprehended and received as an astonishing newness of light, power, and glory. When an identity surrenders his sense of personality to accept himself to be life, truth, and reality as a whole, he has returned to the Father, the one pure consciousness of everyone. Ultimately, for us all, there must come the unconditional surrender of the self to the self. But how? How shall the finite surrender to the infinite? The imperfect and impure to the perfect and pure? In one sense, the personal, it is incongruous, and it is impossible. In another sense, the spiritual, it is simple and possible. Surrender must take place in us. The giving up of the imperfect to accept the perfect. The renunciation of the impure to accept the pure. The abolishment of personality to be the one. Sickness, pain, fear, grief, these just cannot remain when one functions as divine consciousness. He is awake. He is aware. We may have the feeling of walking on air, of resting in the everlasting arms, or an exhilaration which is beyond description. Everything seems different. Happy, joyous, free. How we love real being with increasing fervent love. Whatever the need may be, light of the eternal is right here. One's blessed Savior and Deliverer, his precious all in all. Wholeness is ours, peace, security, bliss, when we are willing to accept the perfect and everlasting to be all of us. Love me above all others and all else. Find rest and peace in me, your precious holy self. Your pure, perfect being, yourself as reality. Awake, aware, alive forevermore. Everyone must come to that place where he cannot wait another instant to see his world and everyone and everything in it to be reality itself. So willing is he to surrender every vestige of mental human ways. Then of a sudden he is awakened. He is free. At last he understands and loves the deep and mystical meaning in these words. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you, many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see, but they have not seen it, and to hear what you hear, but they have not heard it.